several people with that radio on the ham band. And I know this one guy, he got really upset. But, you know, at first I thought he was a ham. But his number started off with W something. I said, oh, wow, he might be an old one. That W call sign. But then he had two numbers in the call sign. I said, oh, no, this thing. Like, this guy's not a ham. So then I realized, I've heard other people talking to him. He says, hey, I can talk only as just like you guys. I paid for my license just like you did. So it was just a big nut. So like I said, every now and then I do hear one of those guys on the ham band. Well, I was wondering, how was he doing it? And he just explained, those radios are
Sean, I just pulled in the driveway. I'll catch up with you in the morning. This is KERUH. Have a great evening.
All right, Anthony. Yeah, we'll chat. And it's all good. But yeah, Jay, the best thing we can do is just not talk to them in any way, shape, or form. Not even acknowledge them. And if they, I have zero tolerance anymore. I hear anything, they get about 30 seconds, and then I don't care anymore. I just turn the repeaters off. I don't care. And they can stay off. I could care less. And I don't care. And I just, you know, and that's, I think, just the best way to deal with it. Just don't address them, don't talk to them, don't say nothing. And if they, you know, if they key up once, you know, what George Bush say, you know, fool me once, don't fool me again, whatever, how he monkeyed that one up. They key up once, you know, shame on me. Key up twice, shame on me, I should say. You know, so I just shut them down. So that's all you can do. We live in a world of cheap Chinese radios and people that are still there entitled.